be evil, and Rachel had been there, as well as Sophie. No one wanted to think of it.
She made it to the end,
Rachel explained, her voice choking with both sorrow and remembrance. She was terribly thin, her face lined and tired, although she was only just a few years past 30, the oldest of their little group.
Right before the liberation, we knew the Soviets were coming, but the guards, they made us leave the camp. Anyone who could walk had to go. There were thousands of us.
She shook her head slowly, momentarily lost in memory.
It was the middle of winter, utterly freezing, and so many were ill, too weak to go on. If you stumbled or fell, it was a bullet in the head. Oh, Rachel.
Hannah's voice was soft and sad, yet without any surprise. She had clearly experienced enough Nazi cruelty not to be shocked by such a thing.
I'm so sorry. We were both on the march. We started out together, but then we were separated.
Rachel bit her lip, her gaze full of anguish.
I last saw her a few miles from camp. I promised to find her again, but I feared for her. She'd been ill, you see, with a chest cold. A small thing in this life, but there, with no medicine, so little food in the cold.
Rachel shook her head, her eyes dark with pain.
I feared the worst.
They were all silent again, absorbing this grim reality. Had Sophie fallen in the snow, forgotten as the other prisoners were forced to march on?
And you?
Hannah asked softly.
What happened to you, Rachel, and to France?
A soft sigh escaped Rachel as she shook her head, and now her dark blue eyes were full of not just pain, but grief.
Too much, she confessed in a whisper. Far too much.
Chapter 1, May 1939, Hamburg.
Would you look at that, Franz?
Rachel Blau's voice rang out with excitement as she steered her husband toward the dock where the SS St. Louis waited under a springtime sky of pale blue.
Isn't it magnificent?
She exclaimed. Franz, walking with slow, shuffling steps, his thinning brown hair brushed back from his forehead, did not reply. Rachel kept her smile and even widened it, as she had been doing since Franz had been released from Dachau, a camp for political prisoners, with the threat of rearrest and imprisonment, or worse, if he did not leave the country within the month. The St. Louis was the first ship they'd been able to book passage on, using all their meager savings, pawning every possession they owned, and humbly accepting what relatives had insisted were just loans, but Rachel knew in her heart they would never be able to repay. They had to leave Germany. This had been the only way, and finally, finally, they were about to board. Franz glanced up at the hulking ship with a disinterested air.
It's quite big,
he agreed, not sounding particularly impressed or enthused.
It certainly is,
Rachel replied in the same cheerful tone. It had been 2 weeks since Franz had returned from Dachau, and in all those days he'd barely spoken, and never with much enthusiasm. Still, it was early days, as her mother had reminded her more than once. She needed to be patient as well as strong, and Rachel was determined, for her husband's sake, to be both. It was just a matter of time, she told herself, as she had on numerous occasions already, before Franz returned to what he'd been, who he'd been. With her continued love and encouragement, he would regain his courage and flair, his purpose and conviction. She chose to believe that the man she loved was still there, and she acted out that belief every moment of every day, never wavering in it for a second. It was what her mother had advised, her beloved, lined face full of determination, as she'd pressed the wrinkled Reichsmarks into Rachel's hands, gained from the precious Sabbath silver she'd pawned for their passage, despite Rachel's admittedly feeble protests.
He will come back to you,
she had promised, just as she had when Franz had been in Dachau.
Rachel, Liebling, he will come back, I know it.
He was right here next to her now, Rachel thought, and he wasn't back yet, but he would be. He would be one day soon, once they were on this ship sailing to safety. Slipping her arm more firmly through her husband's, Rachel guided him through the crowds to the back of the line snaking toward the tourist class gate. The Hamburg harborside was seething.